The complete Harry Potter board game collection, what to buy for travel, family night, a weekend at Hogwarts and the Grail shelf. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy Harry Potter, Hogwarts Battle first when you want the richest complete game and a 7-session cooperative arc. Buy Codenames, back to Hogwarts when 4 or more people need a fast party game, House Cup competition when film fans want approachable hobby strategy, defense against the dark arts when exactly 2 players want a duel. Labyrinth for a family with children 7 and up, and Monopoly Deal or Similo for travel. Add charms and potions only after finishing the Hogwarts Battle base campaign. Add monster box of monsters only when that table actively wants a harder fight. Skip Talisman and Munchkin unless the group already loves those divisive systems. The Harry Potter shelf has one masterpiece, several very good knights, and a dangerous amount of branded fog. That was the cleanest pattern in owner discussions, and it became this guide's sorting spell. The logo cannot tell you whether a box is a cooperative campaign, a worker placement evening, a social deduction performance, a family maze, or 15 minutes of card theft on a train. Imani hosts the main table because this collection lives or dies on the people invited. Yumi packs the travel pouch, Margot checks editions and rulebooks, and Kenji referees the duel. We verified every retail recommendation against its exact Amazon product page on July 20, 2026. Official publisher pages and rulebooks are evidence links, never disguised shopping buttons. Product photographs below are real official or current listing images. Curator scenes are clearly editorial. For every guide in this collection, enter the Harry Potter game universe. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Harry Potter game should you buy first? Start with the knight, not the franchise. The Hogwarts Battle base game is the best first purchase when 2 to 4 people want a continuing cooperative project. The new Codenames, Back to Hogwarts Edition is the best fast answer for a Fortnite player party. House Cup Competition is the best bridge for a family ready to try worker placement. Defense Against the Dark Arts is the clean 2-player answer. Harry Potter Labyrinth is the most reliable family game for ages 7 and up. The collection should not be 15 boxes deep. A very strong shelf is one long game, one party game, one family game, and one travel game. Buy a 5th box only when it creates a different night rather than repeating a logo. Why does Hogwarts Battle still win the Quidditch Cup? Hogwarts Battle remains the strongest complete Harry Potter game because the structure teaches itself across 7 sealed game boxes. Early sessions establish buying cards, using house dice, controlling locations, and defeating villains. Later boxes add pressure and vocabulary without dropping the whole rules library on a first-time deck builder. The exact base game is therefore both gateway and campaign. Community praise clusters around progression, cooperation, and the pleasure of opening the next box together. Complaints are equally useful. A stagnant market can create dead turns, 4-player games run longer, and villain combinations can spike difficulty. Use the official strategy advice, coordinate roles, cycle weak cards, and remove control from locations before chasing glamorous buys. For the full card-by-card campaign lesson, continue into Imani's dedicated Hogwarts Battle guide. Are the Hogwarts Battle expansions worth buying? Finish the base campaign first. Then add charms and potions when the table wants Ginny as a playable hero, potion boards, charms, and more ways to specialize. It is our first expansion because it adds variety and tools. The catch is physical and cognitive. Potion ingredients and boards add maintenance, so introduce them on a night with enough time to relearn the table. Add monster box of monsters later when the group wants a rougher encounter. It adds Luna Lovegood, creatures, patronesses, and 4 more games, but owner discussions repeatedly describe it as the harsher box. That is value only when difficulty is the request. Defense Against the Dark Arts is not compatible expansion content. It is a standalone competitive dual-sharing deck-building DNA. House Cup or Talisman, which is the better Grail-level weekend game? Buy House Cup Competition for the safer serious evening. Each house sends students to locations, completes lessons and challenges, improves 3 skill tracks, and converts the school year into house points. The rule load is approachable, the arc is visible, and player interaction comes through competition for spaces and timing rather than constant attacks. Buy Harry Potter Talisman only when the table already likes Talisman. It offers a larger wandering adventure, heroes and Death Eaters, Hallows, encounters, and the kind of ridiculous story that can justify a whole afternoon. It also inherits Talisman's long turns, fortune, take that, and possible runaway leader. One is an accessible hobby bridge, the other is a group-specific event. What is the best Harry Potter party game? Codenames, Back to Hogwarts is the best general party buy in 2026. Prefects give one-word clues and a number. First years identify matching words while avoiding the rival house, dead ends, locked doors, and filch. Each of the 4 houses has 2 abilities and only one is used per game, creating enough combinations to make this more than themed card art. Wins accumulate toward a house cup across sessions. Unmask the Death Eaters is the choice for a louder, more theatrical group. Hidden loyalties and questioning create better stories when players are comfortable accusing one another. For a mixed office, family gathering, or first party night, Codenames is easier to trust. For a group that already treats bluffing as a love language, Unmask can be the stronger memory. What is the best Harry Potter family game? Harry Potter Labyrinth wins for most families. On a turn, push the spare maze tile into one row, take the tile expelled from the opposite side, then move through the newly connected corridors toward the character on your top picture card. Find all your characters and return home. The official rulebook fits on a spread because the idea is physical and clear. Clue: Wizarding World Edition fits a family that enjoys note-taking and elimination. Harry Potter Lateria is the better mixed-age welcome, up to 12 players, custom art, fast image matching, and almost no teach. Labyrinth is the best game, Clue is the best familiar mystery, Lateria is the best invitation. Which Harry Potter card game belongs in a travel bag? The Harry Potter Monopoly deal deck wins when the trip wants quick competition. Collect 3 complete property sets, charge rent, steal sets, and finish before a full Monopoly board could be unfolded. Similo, Harry Potter wins when the group wants cooperative deduction. One clue giver uses character similarities and differences to help everyone find the secret character. Harry Potter Top Trumps is the light, child-friendly option in character catalog. The compact Harry Potter Trivial Pursuit is the road trip fan exam. Pack by social temperature, Monopoly deal for theft, Similo for teamwork, Top Trumps for children, trivia for a car full of equally committed fans. Which Harry Potter games should you skip or buy only with caveats? Skip Munchkin, Harry Potter unless the group already likes Munchkin's leader bashing, take that, and elastic finish. Skip Harry Potter Talisman as a blind gift unless the recipient enjoys long roll-and-move adventures. Skip the full Ultimate Trivial Pursuit Edition when one expert will dominate, the beautiful board cannot repair an expertise gap. Do not buy both Hogwarts Battle expansions with the base game on day one. Do not buy Defense Against the Dark Arts expecting cooperative cards. Do not buy House Cup because it looks like a deluxe Hogwarts Battle. The best protection from license disappointment is mechanism literacy. Read the player count, runtime, and actual turn before the box art gets a vote. How do you host a magical Harry Potter game weekend? Friday arrival, play Lateria or Similo while food appears. Saturday afternoon, run the next Hogwarts Battle box or House Cup. Saturday evening, split into houses for Codenames, keeping a visible House Cup score across 2 or 3 rounds. Sunday coffee, Defense Against the Dark Arts for the last 2 people awake or Labyrinth with younger players. Set up before guests arrive. For Hogwarts Battle, sort each year box, central market, villains, locations, house dice, tokens, and player starters into labeled zones. For Codenames, select house abilities before teaching clues. For House Cup, give each player their student boards and skill markers before explaining locations. Protect the reveal, open new Hogwarts Battle boxes only when the previous game is finished. What is the final Puzzlewit collection? The 5-box collection, Hogwarts Battle, Codenames, Back to Hogwarts, House Cup Competition, Labyrinth, and Monopoly Deal or Similo. Add Defense Against the Dark Arts when 2-player nights dominate. Add charms and potions after the cooperative campaign earns more life. Add monster box only after the group asks for harder monsters by name. That shelf covers campaign, hobby strategy, party, family, duel, and travel without buying the same evening twice. The Quidditch Cup goes to Hogwarts Battle. The Golden Snitch goes to Codenames. The Keeper Glove goes to Labyrinth. The Nimbus goes to Monopoly Deal. The House Cup itself goes to House Cup Competition for proving a licensed game can be welcoming and still ask for a plan. Final verdict, build the collection around experiences, not logos. Hogwarts Battle is the complete campaign, Codenames is the party spark, House Cup is the hobby bridge, Labyrinth is the family keeper, Defense Against the Dark Arts is the duel, and Monopoly Deal or Similo is the travel pouch. Buy charms and potions after the base arc, monster box after the table asks for pain, and nothing else until it creates a genuinely new night. Frequently asked questions. What is the best Harry Potter board game? Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle is the best overall purchase for most groups because its 7-box cooperative campaign teaches deck building gradually and provides multiple connected sessions. What is the best Harry Potter game for adults? Choose Hogwarts Battle for cooperative campaign play, House Cup Competition for approachable worker placement, or Defense Against the Dark Arts for a competitive 2-player duel. What is the best Harry Potter family board game? Harry Potter Labyrinth is the safest family recommendation for ages 7 and up. Its shifting maze is visual, tactile, and usually finishes in 20 to 30 minutes. What is the best Harry Potter travel card game? Monopoly Deal. Harry Potter is the best fast competitive travel game. Similo. Harry Potter is the better cooperative choice while compact Trivial Pursuit suits equally knowledgeable fans. Is Codenames Back to Hogwarts just a reskin? Number it keeps the Codenames clue system but adds House v's House Competition, Locked Doors, Filch, House Cup scoring, and 2 asymmetric abilities for each house. Which Hogwarts battle expansion should I buy first? Buy charms and potions first after completing the base campaign. It adds Ginny, charms, potion boards, and broader player variety. Monster Box of Monsters is the later, harder expansion. Does Defense Against the Dark Arts combine with Hogwarts Battle? Number Defense Against the Dark Arts is a standalone competitive deck-building game for exactly two players, not an expansion for the cooperative base game. Is Harry Potter House Cup competition worth it? Yes, for film fans who want an accessible hobby game. It is a friendly worker placement design with student development and challenge timing, but it is quieter and longer than Hogwarts Battle. Is Harry Potter Talisman worth buying? Only for a group that already enjoys Talisman or long luck-heavy adventure games, it creates a large story but can run long and feel swingy. Do all Puzzlewick Harry Potter buy buttons go directly to Amazon? Yes, every shopping CTA in this guide uses a verified exact Amazon product detail ASIN with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag. Publisher pages are research sources, not retail buttons.